Good morning. I'm Nick Evans on 89.7 NPR News. For weeks, Ohio lawmakers have tied themselves in knots over how much to increase the state's gas tax to fund road and bridge repairs. Talks broke down Friday, and lawmakers are set to resume bargaining later today. Where they'll wind up is unclear, but it seems certain to be less than the 18-cent increase favored by Governor DeWine. To get a sense of what the difference could mean for local projects, I met up with Franklin County's bridge design engineer, Ed Herrick. He gave me a tour of an aging bridge in northeast Franklin County, near New Albany.
This is one of the high-tech devices that we use to determine if concrete's good or bad. It's a chain, and we do a chain drag. It kind of lets us know where there's bad areas on the top of the concrete. You can see we've patched it a lot here. Because it's been patched a lot, there's leakage that's taking place. Out here, it looks like normal concrete, so you wouldn't even think there was a problem. As you drag it across here, and I know there's a couple bad areas out here. Hear that? Hear the hollow sound?
Yeah.
Doesn't look like there's a bad spot there, but there's a crack, and what has happened is, as the moisture goes down in, freeze-thaw, it begins to delaminate the concrete.
All right, excellent. So let's have a look underneath.
Sure, let's go down over on this side. We need to see. Okay. All this brown here is the reinforcing steel that's in it. But in the same way, you know, you hear good concrete when I hammer on it here. Obviously, that does not sound good, right? So in this visually, you can tell.
This bridge is rated poor. That's a 4 on a 9-point scale, where 0 is your bridge washing down the river. Also meeting me was County Engineer Cornell Robertson. I asked him about the county's current plans to fix the bridge.
Right now we're looking to replace this in 2020. We estimate it'll cost $1.2 million and currently about $250,000 shy. And if we were able to see the gas user fee increased, a portion of the money that would come to Franklin County Engineer's office to help maintain roads and bridges, well, we could use that for that additional $250,000.
If the governor's proposal would have come through, would that have advanced this work in some way, or would it just be, you know, when you got to 2020, you have all the money you need to handle it?
Yeah, it would have put our minds at ease, so to speak, in 2020. And if that doesn't go through, then we're going to look for other sources for that additional $250,000. You know, we'll have to look at other projects, prioritize, and make a decision accordingly. And I personally am in favor of the governor's original 18 cents. I think they approached it in a manner that they felt was appropriate, but not overboard. So in other words, to go even lower than that, or that much more in a bind.
Right. So give me a sense of like how many roads and bridges you're responsible for in Franklin County, and how many are in need of, I don't know what term you would use for it, but like in need of repair in the short term.
Okay. Well, Franklin County Engineer's Office, we're responsible for about 800 lane miles of roadway and 357 bridges. Again, 357 bridges. And we inspect those bridges each and every year. And of those 357 bridges, 48 are over 100 years old, 108 are over 75 years old, 13 are rated poor, and 35 are rated fair. So those two groups of bridges are the ones that are next in line for either rehabilitation or replacement.